Ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very, very exciting to be here. All the eyes of the world are on these two as they enter into the hall. It's unbelievable that we could be here on this truly exciting day. And ladies and gentlemen, oh, this is interesting. The two of them are... They're making their way to the front to the microphone.
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
Welcome to Pop Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Oh, shucks. Oh, shucks.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, shucks. Oh, shucks.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 847 of the BFO. Far, far right day! The 29th of April, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we're going to talk about all kinds of bad fatty you don't have any idea. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I have decided that I am going to start a new tradition here on the BFO. And y'all, what I'm going to do on the last little show of each month, y'all, I think we are going to pay our respects, and y'all, we are going to play the national anthem of Bulgaria. So y'all, if you will, please, I would like for each of you to please rise and remove your pants for the playing of the Bulgarian national anthem. See, y'all, I think that's going to be a good tradition. Oh, yeah, Gussie, it's going to be a good one. But, y'all, that is the Bulgarian national anthem. Miss West sent that to me. And, y'all, this has got to be the BFO is the national treasure of Bulgaria. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's a little show, it is a very, a very important day, y'all, and y'all, that is because it is the fifth anniversarium of the Foul Monkeys a little show, and y'all, they were having a little ceremony. Y'all, I don't think there's anything else in the world going on. Oh, I take that back, y'all. It seems to me, Big Freddy, why don't you play their music? We haven't heard it in a while. Now, y'all, the lads from the Flat 29, and that is Rich and Charlie, and there's another one, I don't remember his name. Dan, yes, Big Freddy, you were just playing with him, we know. Oh, Big Freddy. But y'all, they are doing commentary, that's how they say it over there in Mexico, commentary on the royal wedding, y'all, today. And y'all, the royal wedding starts at 11 a.m. and that is Greenwich Mean Time, which is 6 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time and 3 a.m. in the morning Pacific. And God only knows, it was probably yesterday in the Southern Hemisphere. I don't know. But y'all, they are going to start. They're going to start their commentary at 5:30 a.m. in the morning Eastern time about the royal wedding. And y'all, all you got to do is go over to flat29.com and give them a listen, because y'all, it'll be fabulous. It will be fabulous. And y'all, I understand they're going to have on some pretty hats too. Yeah. Dear Cussy, Brent Crady, you started talking too soon. Y'all, I went by the P.O. box, and y'all, I still didn't have what I had been given a heads up for. But y'all, I had a card there, and y'all, it is from Princess Hannah. And y'all, we'll just go open it up right now and see what it has to say. Bang! Oh, it's a little pink card. Y'all, it looks like it's got little ink splotches all over it. And everything. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, Princess Hannah, I gotta tell y'all this. Princess Hannah, and y'all, let me just be real serious here for a second. Y'all, there are those for which academics come naturally, and there are those for which they have to work twice as hard. And my brother is one of these that has to work twice as hard. And y'all, quite frankly, I am in awe of the stamina of folks that this happens to. And y'all, Princess Hannah and I chit chatted the other night. And y'all, I don't think I'm breaking any confidence or anything here. But y'all, I'm just gonna say that how proud I am of her also. But y'all. She has got in here, it's a little card, and it says, "While I've finally done it, I will be graduating with my Bachelor's of Science in Liberal Studies from Newman University on May the 14th. It's only taken me 12 years, but it's done. I just wanted to spread my joy and share my happiness with you. Love, Princess Hannah." And y'all, that is, I'm serious. If you see Princess Hannah, I don't know if Princess Hannah is on the Twitty or I don't know. You know, Big Fatty barely knows that he's on the Twitty. But y'all, if you see her, if you hear her on a little show or something, y'all, just give her a big old pat on the back and tell her how proud you are of her, because y'all, that's a journey. That's not an education. That is a journey. That is a real education. And y'all, to have the willpower and the stamina to do it, y'all, I swear, I salute you, Princess Anna. That's all I'm going to say. I just salute you. Yes, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. Gussie, y'all, I was afraid I was going to miss this one, because, you know, I was reminded of this one more than a week ago, y'all. But, y'all, let me tell you, come Saturday the 30th, y'all, it is none other than Mr. Danbury, Mr. Drummond of Danbury himself. Y'all, it is that Kevin of in Danbury's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, there'll probably be some Brian and Danbury, you know, I don't know him, maybe he'll make him a country ham biscuit for his birthday, and y'all, and then just wear his ass out with birthday spankings. Just wear his ass out with the birthday spanking. Big Fatty, yes, Big Fatty, that sounds like the perfect celebration of exiting the birth canal, country ham, and ass wearing. Vulgar!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Gussie, y'all, we got a lot of music on today's show anyway, but let me look down my list here. The other thing I wanted to tell you about, first of all, I did the scratch off of the crossword, the $20,000 crossword puzzle for Miss West that Gavin sent down. And y'all, what you had to do is they gave you, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They gave you 15. They gave you 18 letters, and then you scratch the letters off on the crossword puzzle. And if you scratched off 3 words, then you won $3 all the way up to 10 words for $20,000. And y'all, we scratched off 2. Sorry, Miss West, not a winner. So, anyway, but, Miss West, y'all, speaking of Miss West, he said something on the Twitty about breaking his collarbone, and y'all, I thought, I went, dear Gussie, this is gonna impact the rapture dinner, which y'all it is 3 weeks, from today is the rapture dinner, y'all, oh, dear Gussie. But y'all, it is only 20 days before Big Fatty gets on the Aeroplano and heads on out to the Southern California. Oh, dear Gussie, it is. Yes, Big Fatty, the time, it's just a ticking, like that annoying clock. So, yeah. oh, dear Gussie, y'all have received a message about the horror. About the horror event. So, anyway, y'all, and I got the horror event later on tonight at the. But y'all, let me just tell you, later on tonight, there will not be an LFC. Now, y'all, we had said earlier that there would be an LFC tonight. But evidently that Gravitas has ruined everything, y'all. So if you are upset that there's no LFC tonight, get in touch with the Gravitas, cause y'all, it is all his fault. If you're delighted there's not an LFC tonight, y'all, just send the Gravitas a little thank you note. Yes, my buddy, we'll get a thank you note out right away. So, anyway, y'all, and we know that there will not be an LFC on the 6th. So the 13th is about the only snowball's chance in hell for the month of May. Yes, Big Freddy. So, anyway, y'all, speaking of the month of May, y'all, we are at the end of the month of April, y'all. And that means that when you wake up, remember when you wake up on Sunday morning, you've got to... Y'all, I don't remember what that is. Oh, y'all, it wasn't. It's not worth repeating. It wasn't worth burping up again, y'all, because just not. No, it's just not good, Big Freddy. Y'all, there was something on the 20. Put on the Twitter that y'all, he had a dream about Big Fatty. Y'all, oh dear Gussie, it must have been a sexually aroused or sexually charged dream. But he said, no, it is not, Big Fatty. And y'all, he dreamed that he went to a breakfast buffet. And y'all, Big Fatty was working at the Brufkus buffet, and y'all, he had on a bacon vest, and y'all, it sounds just like Big Fatty. So y'all, if you're at a breakfast buffet and Big Fatty's wearing a bacon vest, y'all, you may be in Bjorn's dream. Big Fatty, you are just retarded. Now, y'all, speaking of bacon, y'all, I'm behind on the bacon calendar again, so let's just go ahead and catch it up. For yesterday, for Thursday, Michael from Decision 2006 said, outgrowing his boyhood charm and necessity, Bobby drifted into obscurity like bacon bits in the solid of life. Y'all don't have any idea what the fuck that's about. So anyway, bacon bits in the solid of life. Yes, Big Freddy. As long as there's no tomato or avocado in it. Y'all wet-cured bacon is soaked in brine for several days, then hung in a cool place for 2 weeks.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, how are you? I have called into the breaking news Fat Cave. Is it a tornado or was that Vera?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Breaking news Fat Cave. Is it a tornado or was that Vera passing gas death? Have you heard from the Hats? It seems Atlanta lays in ruin once again. My aunt from Atlanta called a little bit ago from the safe room. Her and the husband had to flee to the safe room because there was a tornado or Vera passed wind, and it sounded like a drag queen chicken house, Big Fatty. I mean, all you could hear was lots of makeup and lots of noise. She was just squawking. So you might want to check on them Hats. They might have blown over them Charleston for breakfast. You never know. All right, then, Big Fatty. Speaking of the parents are getting ready to move, and I was there helping them clean out things this weekend, and I found a bag fold in a closet. I hadn't seen a bag fold in 10 years at least, and I thought about mailing it to your P.O. box. All right,
it's back. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Jeremiah, and I hope his Hats will safe from the tornadic weather, and I hope his aunt is fine in the Hatlanta. So in the safe room, y'all. And y'all, Jeremiah, if you want to send that bag phone, just put it in the mail to arrive by next Friday, because that is by next Saturday, on the 7th of May, y'all, that is a very special day out there in Walnut Hills. Just put that in the mail to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California 91365, and address it to Hagatha. So anyway, y'all, we've got one more call today before the month runs out on us.
Oh my gosh, Big Fatty, the inside of my shoelace came out of my shoe. Or would it be the outside came off the inside? My shoelace fell apart. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon. And y'all, you know, she just was reporting on her shoelaces. And y'all, if you need to report on your footwear maladies, y'all, you can just give the Big Fatty a call. Because, you know, y'all, Big Fatty loves the voice letters. So, y'all, you know, this weekend, when you're sitting around planning to your celebration around the Maypole, I know many of you have got your big ribbons ready to go for the Maypole and everything. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty is the Maypole, something vulgar? No. Anyway, y'all, give Big Fatty a call this weekend. I'd love to hear from you. And, y'all, by the way, Miss Kathy, call me today also on my personal cellular telephonic device and said that she was given a prize for the Foul Monkeys 5-year anniversarium if people called. But y'all, I think it's too late to call now. So if you didn't call, you missed out. You never know about these things. So anyway, y'all have a great weekend and do something fun. Maybe give Big Fatty a call, have an adult beverage. And y'all, you know, if you didn't call the Foul Monkeys, you can drink your sorrows away.
Oh, shucks. Oh, shucks.
Have a lovely weekend. Rabbit, rabbit on Sunday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.